Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's topic, investment value.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the value of real estate and the purpose that people look at a property and assess the value. For an appraiser's perspective, an assessor's, tax assessors, the individual user doesn't think they're ever going to move. But let's talk now about the commercial investment world, Bob, which is your wheelhouse, and talk about what you do for a living in regards to making sure that this has the value your buyer is hoping.
Well, I have to evaluate a property significantly, substantially, based upon its income generating capacity, its condition, the cost to keep it in that condition, and so forth. But let's take a look quickly at the initial concept of value. Now, I get an interesting feedback continually. Sellers set asking prices, buyers set value. And it's the buyer at the margin, the one who's willing to pay the highest price, that will establish the quote-unquote value of that property. That's not quite true. It's called market price, the price that it's sold for. But if all of the properties like it sell for generally that position, you could call that its market value. But it's, again, established by a buyer with the concept of, why am I willing to pay big bucks for this property right now? It's not because it looks beautiful. It's because it will produce certain future cash flows that would justify that price.
So that is a very specific purpose. You're not looking at replacement. You're not looking at appraiser. You're saying, bring me the income, show me the value.
That's right.
The return on cash return, would it be?
Cash on cash, cap rate, price per square foot. There's a number of things that I look at when evaluating a property to be able to identify, this is a sweet spot that a buyer at the margin, the guy who's willing, who really wants to buy it and has the capacity, the one who will outbid all others, this is the maximum price that he'll probably or she will probably pay.
So is there a right single price? Can you find a price, or is there still a little, it's not blue booking a car still, even an investment, correct?
No, it's really difficult. I mean, that's my job to identify that particular, if I was representing the seller and listing the property, I can list it a little bit high, but if I list it too high, it will attract no attention whatsoever.
Well, that sounds complicated. Better call Bob. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.